Good morning. Everybody having a good first of the year? It's just the beginning. And I know some out there have already made a resolution and probably has already broken it. And that's just the way life goes. And we all know that. It seems like I get this assignment by default. Some type of way. I keep being told that I have to do it. Bear with me. I'm going to start off and welcome all our visitors. I want you to know that you can come back anytime you have a chance. You're welcome here. If you haven't already, please fill out a visitor's card and give it to one of the men in the back after our service today. Now, at the end of every year, and at the beginning of the next, most people will reflect on things that's happened in the old year and make plans and resolutions for a new year. I guess it's like a human nature thing type situation. And here at Eastside, we kind of do a similar type thing. I don't go over all the little details of landscaping or doing lights and all those type of things. You'll know about those type of things as they're happening. But, so I'm not going to reflect on things like that today. During the last years, the state of the congregation, we discussed, this is last year, the qualifications for elders and deacons and our desire to add more qualified men to these positions. You may have already forgotten that because we've gotten into the year and everything's rolling. So it just seemed like they've always been there. But we've added Chester Ferguson as an elder, and Darren Burks, Gary Denson, and Andre Villarreal as deacons. At the beginning of 2025, we were still looking for a full-time preacher to work with us. And we were blessed to have three men who came to preach for us, and some of our own men who filled in during our search for the right one. I'm well aware because I was given the assignment to keep track of who was coming what Sunday and all that type of stuff. Brandy Nichols was one of the men who came to fill in for us, as most of us realize and know. And as we heard more of his sermons and got to know him better and heard his comments from members, we came to realize that Brandon was a good fit for our congregation. And I'll even say, and Margie's cringing because I go off rabbit trails. Some of you probably know this, but I didn't find out. But usually every preacher I was having come, I always talked to him, called him on Saturday before, make sure everything's okay. And I called Brandon and told him about, asked him everything okay. Oh, yes, everything okay. I'll be there and so forth. And then he comes, did an excellent lesson that day. I think we still had Darren going then. But he did our sermon. Everything's fine. And then I find out 2 or 3 weeks later, he had rolled his vehicle, had a bad car accident before I talked to him. But you know what that told me? Here is a young fella who's determined and he is going to fulfill his obligation. That says a whole lot for me because over the years of my life, I've run across a lot of people who would not follow through once they said they would do something, which was impressive to me. Didn't even know he had a problem. And I know he was hurting and so forth, because 3 weeks later he was still sore and banged up some. So that says a whole lot about somebody right there. April 20th, Brandon became our full-time evangelist. We decided to hire him, and we have not regretted anything. He's doing a great work for the Lord here, as y'all realize. bring you sermons that I think are easily understood, and we hear that from members come to us and say the same thing. He's helpful in keeping us on that straight and narrow path towards heaven. He's enthusiastic about our work here at Eastside. He's eager to spread the word of God and work with us. He wants to be a full-time preacher for the rest of his life. That says a whole lot. Eastside is eager to spread the word and work with us. It's truly encouraging to see, for us to see someone devoting their life to studying and teaching the word. And we're part of that at the beginning of his life as a preacher. In 2025, we had 7 who expressed a desire to place membership and work with us. And we have several who visit our worship assembly on a regular basis. And I'll say, as elder, we're waiting to visit with you about placing membership. So talk to us. Besides Brandon, we partially support Lorenzo Salas and Luis Barros in Mexico. Lorenzo's in the Mexico up at the El Paso side. Luis is in Monterey. And I'll say both of these preachers, they do traveling into other countries to spread the word also, type situation. So we're very blessed to have those that are out there preaching the gospel the way they are. Standing on a street corner with these speaker things and letting everybody know who's waiting in the line across the street for catch a bus, something about God. I could say a whole lot more about him, but I'll leave it at that. Also, we support Ed Barnes in Virginia, and we have for several years. We supported David Beckley in South Africa for a very long time, and then in Arizona, him and his wife started having some health problems. They came back to the States and was preaching in Arizona, so we helped him there some also. He recently has retired. He's moved to Florida to be closer to his family, mainly one of his sons, to help watch over him more there. These men, this whole time, and of course not with David now, but they sent regular reports. They're on the bulletin board there in the hall. Read them. They're very encouraging, very encouraging. So do that. If you haven't done that, go ahead, check them out. Focus for 26. Matthew 28:18-20. Jesus came up and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I command you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." Our theme this year is spiritual authority. The world around us changes, and not always for the better. Those of you who are, as I call it, more mature, have seen many changes that were once frowned on by the world, being now accepted by the world. And unfortunately, the world can sneak in to the church and to our assemblies. We must remember that if such practices and beliefs go against what is taught in Scripture, it is wrong. It is wrong. We cannot have that. And we can't condone it in any type of way. God does not change. God does not change. And what He expects of us has not changed. We got opportunities we can do in 2026 this year. As Christians, we are called together with others who share our faith, which is a great thing. Coming together strengthens our bonds. It encourages and helps us grow in our relationship with God. The Bible teaches us the importance of community and the power of unity. When we assemble, we worship, we pray, we support one another in making our faith even more vibrant. We're not meant to walk this journey alone. We encourage each other, bear each other's burdens, and grow in our faith collectively. Each gathering provides us opportunities for worship, learning, fellowship, uniting us in our common love for Christ Jesus. We have opportunities throughout this year. We will continue our second Wednesday and fifth Sunday evening singing. Our group meetings will be the third week of the month, same that we had last year. The sign-up sheet is on the board in the hall. The January group meeting will be on Saturday, January the 17th at 1 o'clock at the Zaruba. So we're going to host. And I'll say, we're having it at 1 o'clock. And the reason why, because we realize, because I'm in that maturity level situation too, that as we get more mature, sometimes our eyes do not stay as young as what we would like for them to be. So you could come and you can be back home before dark, because I know several people will have problems driving at night. So that's what we're doing. We will continue to have a potluck lunch 3 to 4 times a year at Jenkins Park. We as elders, we want to emphasize that this is not a work of the church, but of individuals. No money is being used from the treasury for this. Mark your calendars now for February the 22nd, when we will have the next potluck, directly after Sunday morning worship assembly. You probably already know, and I'll just remind you, we don't say a lot of things out of the pulpit about a potluck, because visitors can misconstrue that, and with our crazy phone, walk out and leave and punch in Facebook, and it spread, oh, the Eastside congregation does potlucks, assuming that we take out of the treasury for that expense, and we do not. So that's the reason why we do not make a lot of announcements. I have been asked that by several people. That's the reason why I'm going over and explaining that, okay? There will also be February 22nd, our gospel meeting with Wilson Adams, Sunday through Thursday, February 22nd through the 28th. Now, Julie Adams is planning to come with Wilson, and we'll have a class or classes for the ladies on Saturday, February the 21st. Now, I've been doing a little arm twisting to try to get Judy to arrange her schedule so she can be here. I don't know the details yet, how she's going to want to do the classes and how long and all that. As soon as I find out, I will let y'all know, okay, on that situation. But that's what we're trying to do February 22nd. Now, also, I will say ahead of time, she may have to fly back home because of her obligations that she speaks and so forth to ladies. So I don't know whether we will have her here the whole week before you come and ask me. We are also planning this next year to have a lectureship around the 1st of August. Okay? We don't have that set in stone yet, but somewhere around that first week or two in August is what we're trying to plan. So we're in the early planning stages, and we'll have more information at a later date and let you know as soon as we get something more concrete. Our membership directory needs to be updated. If anybody's looked in the membership directory, it definitely needs to be updated. Patty Bezanez, she will again be working on this project. Well, thank you, Patty, on that. Things forgotten. Things forgotten. Let's think about some things here. Put your mind to work. We all have things that we intended to do or get done in 2025 and didn't seem to get it done. We're all that way. Don't let that get you down or discourage you from trying to do better. You know, I kind of look at this. Beginning of the year is a do-over. Marge will be watching a football game or something, and I'll just kind of walk through, and they're tied, and I say, oh, they're having a do-over. They're tied. It's like a new game starting. You know, what they've already played doesn't count because they're starting all over again, the way I look at it. Well, that's the same thing for us. We can do a do-over. If you haven't accomplished something in this past year, this is a do-over. You can try to work on it this way. So let this be a new beginning and look forward to what you can accomplish or do in 2026 now. What if you attend every worship service and Bible study? Okay, you got that? Would you gain more knowledge and grow stronger as a Christian? What if you read your Bible daily? Would you feel closer to God? What if you studied your Bible class lesson? Would you have a better understanding? What if you attended a group meeting? Would you be an encouragement to those who host in their home? Oh, here's one. What if you called someone who was not at service? Would you be letting them know it matters if they attend? Would you be able to find out if they needed something? What if you sent a card just once a week just to let someone know you were thinking of them? Would it brighten their day? And I want to say something right here. If I can keep from crying, I'm a crybaby. We got a card this past week, and this sister had taken this card, and she had made this card. She'd cut out little things and put on it, letters and so forth. And did some little pictures, wrote a nice little thing, thank you and so forth. You talk about encouragement. I mean, I was kind of blown away. I won't mention any names, Anita, but thank you. So it's one of those things. We have others who are great card writers. That is something, if you're not a good card writer, you're not going to improve until you start writing some, okay? You got to start first someplace. And so even if you send a card and it says thinking of you or something, and you just sign your name, that's a start, okay? So let's think about doing that. How about once a month? Now, this is a card a week. Don't send a card to the same person every week, okay? Can you spread that around, okay? But think about it. Think about it. If everybody sent a card a week to someone in the congregation, by the end of the year, I think we're going to all be a lot closer together, okay? How about once a month, just once a month, 12 times this next year, once a month, you visited someone at their home, okay? Would it help make their day? I think so, okay? What if you attended a potluck? Would you get to know someone better? You know, we do the potluck. It's all fellowship type situation. But what it gets you to do, just like group meetings, is to mingle. Because so many of the times we're creatures of habit, we'll all sit in the same spot every time. We're human nature. That's a thing. People in a parking lot, they like to park in a certain spot at their grocery store. And when all those spots are taken, oh, you get thrown. It's amazing. Sometimes I drop Margie off, and she'll go in, and I'll sit and wait. How many people come out, and they wander around trying to find the car. And I know what happened. They had to park in a different spot than what they always park at, and they lost their car then. Think about some of that type of stuff. But what if you go to a potluck? You're going to have to sit probably around somebody else that you don't get to sit and visit with as much. Okay? Same thing at a group meeting. You get to mingle more. So I look at it as the right gets to mingle with the left and the left with the right. Okay? And when you know someone better, your heart ties in with their heart. And when they have a problem, your heart is there with them, trying to help them, be with them, encourage them. If you don't know a person, guess what? You cannot make that physical tie, that mental tie of fellowship and so forth with them. It's very important. What if you invited a friend or a neighbor to attend a worship service with you? Would they come and learn the truth? I'm going to say yes, because Brandon preaches in a way that's really understandable. Thank you, Brandon. We have numerous opportunities throughout the year. Are you ready to take advantage of them? Now, I went over those. I'm not trying to chastise anybody. I'm trying to encourage us. We all have room for improvement. That's part of life. And we all have improvements, opportunities to learn more of God's will, regardless of the age we are physically or the age we are on our maturity level of knowledge of the Scripture. We all in here have different levels of knowledge. Okay? Don't be discouraged. I'm trying to encourage you to get better. That's what we're all here for, try to improve in some type of way. Proverbs 27:17, as iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. This wisdom highlights the value of community. When we are together, we challenge and encourage each other to grow in our faith, just as iron sharpens iron. Our relationships with one another can help us become better disciples. Hebrews 10:24-25. And let us consider how we may spur one another on towards love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. This verse invites us to actively participate in each other's lives. We are encouraged to meet regularly, supporting and inspiring one another to perform acts of love and kindness. When we gather, we grow stronger together in faith as we await the return of our Lord and Savior. Reflection. We have a very loving God who is willing to send his only begotten Son to earth to be born as one of us, as a mere human. Jesus was tempted and tried by Satan just as we are. He gave us the perfect example of resisting Satan, and he became the one-time perfect sacrifice for our sins. Is it asking too much of us to follow his example and commandments when we are assured, that we have a home in heaven, a wedding for us where we can dwell eternally with the saved ones of all ages? There will be no pain, tears, sorrows. We all have a great day coming if we endure to the end. Endure to the end. It's going to be great, brother. It's going to be great. But we've got to endure to the end. It has been said that a 1,000-mile journey begins with a single step. If you have heard the word, if you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and died on the cross for your sins and was raised on that third day and is sitting on the right side of God, if you are ready to repent of your sins and change your ways, if you are ready to confess his name before men, if you are ready to be baptized, now is the perfect time to take that single step to begin your journey. A single step. Single step. Step out into the aisle. If you need to, step out in the aisle. If I see you, walk down, roll down, and come with you up front, okay? Single step. Or if you have gotten off track and are ready to make correction to get back on your journey, now is the perfect time to take that single step and start your journey. Start the year off fresh if you got burdens and sins that you need to take care of. Whatever your need may be, our Eastside family here, we are ready to encourage, support you in your efforts to reach your goal. The Lord is waiting. What will your answer be? That single step, step out now, that one single step, and come forward now as we stand and sing.